Lawmakers hoping the current economic climate will make new government reform legislation stick. President Obama recently signed the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act, updating the nearly 20-year-old law. Senator Mark Warner is one of the bill's champions. At a Center for American Progress forum on Wednesday, he calls the new GIPRA the biggest little bill no one's ever heard of. Warner says the legislation almost died several times during the lame duck session because it makes bigger changes than many lawmakers first realized. Now, Warner says there are five key points to GIPRA Modernization Act. And first, he says the bill helps agencies focus on a smaller number of priorities.
This legislation requires each of the agencies to actually identify their roughly 3 to 5 top goals. And rather than reporting on those goals on an annual basis, whereby by the time a congressional staffer or a member or the press gets to it, it's outdated, requires this information to be reported on a quarterly, user-friendly website to make sure that we could try to get some buy-in from our colleagues in the federal bureaucracy. We've said simply additive without taking away something makes no sense. So we've set a goal, a first year of 10%, and I hope that can grow dramatically, of actually eliminating reporting requirements as well. This is one, I think, one of the first times that we've actually laid out with a specific number a requirement to actually drop some of these reporting requirements so that we can focus on what's truly important.
Warner says the Modernization Act will also start to map overlapping programs and says President Obama's State of the Union salmon sample is only the tip of a huge government-wide problem. Warner says the fourth key point of that act actually caused the biggest reaction from OMB.
Actually asking agencies to identify underperforming programs will create two things. One, it will give us in Congress a guide. Two, it will put the spotlight on those underperforming programs. If the agency is truly vetted in those programs, they will have to then try to work towards self-improvement.
OMB produces an annual list of the least productive agencies, but Warner says it's not good enough. He says the last highlight of the new legislation requires each agency to identify a chief performance officer to make sure those policies are carried out. Agencies now have a chief performance improvement officer that's required by OMB, but not by law. Now, this is not the first effort to reform government. Warner says other attempts have failed because they were largely driven by one executive. He says the new GIPRA is going to be different.
What I'm hoping with this is making sure that there is actual ongoing interest from Congress. Congress has to be a partner with the executive in making clear that this is going to last beyond a particular member of the administration, or for that matter, a particular administration. The challenge around our deficit is not going to be solved overnight.
And Warner says the tendency with oversight is to make cuts across the board, but that isn't the best approach. He wants more collaboration between longtime federal employees who actually know which programs are working and leaders in Congress and the White House. Warner says cutting programs is difficult, but the current fiscal crisis makes it clear it's not a question of if the government will reduce the deficit. It's a matter of when.
Even when we cut back, we nibble, we rarely eliminate. We need to send some kind of shockwave across the federal government that this time we really mean it. We at some point have to have the discipline to actually do some program elimination as a shot across the bow to say that we're serious.
Warner says the states have made cuts over the past few years, that it's time for the federal government to absorb some of that loss as well. And the Senate Budget Committee is going to hold a hearing tomorrow on implementation of GIPRA 2.0. Hearing from former Comptroller General David Walker, among others. And we want to thank Federal News Radio reporter Meg Beasley for putting this story together. You can read the entire story, get all the information you need on federalnewsradio.com.